The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage,
go to bed.
Easily offended,
get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up
your ass. Watch it.
You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethel Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to ditch your rank hell. It's time to throw the fight. It's time to rant and rave. It's Jethel Show tonight.
It's time to kick your feet up. Tune in and waste some time. It's time to waste 2 hours, Jethel Show tonight.
Hey there, dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale. All the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale. To use it.
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertaining,
mercantile, perfect, whimsical. This is what we call Jethel Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson. I know it.
Hello, everyone. This is the Jethel Silverwing Show for. The hell is today? November 17th, 2009. I am your host, Jethel Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, my wife, my girl, the burning of my lois, the baker of cookies, the tailor of fine armors, the girl downstairs, and the reason we have a mature on this morning, and the top of the show is Uncle Jenna!
Hail and greetings. You always do that.
I have to. Until I write up another intro, anyway.
You need a new intro.
Oh, fine. As a friendly reminder, if you want to join in on the mayhem, you can hop in on our in-game chat channel, eq2.guk.ogr, which is up and running 24/7. It's where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethel's parodies, see my movie reviews, anything, you can go to kithacore.org.
It's beginning to wonder what you were going to say.
The Jethel Silverwing Show has been brought to you today by Massive Diet.
Really?
I'm weak with hunger.
Oh, you're not.
I am.
Oh, you're not.
So how are you doing tonight, Oakman?
Okay.
Just okay? That's it?
Yeah.
That's all you have to say for yourself?
Yes.
All right. This has been the Jethel Silverwing Show. Thank you for...
God! So do you want to... Still could have shot you for that video you linked.
Yes.
In Facebook. My God, that was terrible.
Yeah, for those of you following me
I
on
had
Facebook,
to look.
For those of you following me on Facebook, you know exactly what she's talking about, or maybe you haven't seen it yet. But I came across this video today of some guy just friggin' husking a dog off the side of a bridge.
And there's no water at the other side of this bridge.
Yeah, there is no water under this bridge.
There's dirt. There's a path down below.
That the dog landed on. So, Elkman has reported this video to PETA. Apparently, they knew about him, and they are actually looking for him.
And the dog has been found and is being tended to by a vet.
Yes. So the dog has been rescued and adopted, I believe.
Good.
So to this, I believe it's Lithuanian, where he is, Lithuania. To this Lithuanian bastard, I have to say, I hope you rot in hell and bite my big hairy ass.
Well, the person who put up the video anyway put a link to his Facebook account.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, if you find something like this on the internet... Don't show it to your friends. Don't post it someplace else. Go to PETA and send them to the link. They want you to, download a copy of the video and send it to them along with the link and everything. So in case somebody tries to alter it or change it, they have legal recourse or whatever. And it's, what was it, info@PETA.com or something? That's
someone.
ETA.com. But I refuse to even touch that thing again. I felt... disgusted. It's terrible. So, yeah. It was terrible, hon. You're mean.
I wasn't mean. I was bringing it to people's attention.
Oh, well.
Did my post say, yay, this guy's having a great time? No. It said that bastard needs to be shot.
But nobody needs to see that thing. It was terrible.
Okay, I can now just go ahead and post, hey, guess what? I came across this video, and this guy chucked a dog off a bridge, and I'm not going to tell you where it is or anything like that. Just take my word for it. And then I would get flooded with emails. Where is it? What the hell's going on? You know?
All right. Well, anyway.
So anyway, rotten hell, you...
Lutheranian whatever person it
is. No, I'm not going to, you know, just tie Lutheranians in on this. I mean, the country of Lithuania did not chuck this dog off a bridge.
So I'm just gonna
say, you sick bastard motherfucker, cocksucking jackass, I will rip your goddamn head off if I ever come into contact with you. How's that? Do you think I pulled too many punches on that one?
No. And it was Lithuania.
Lithuania.
It was...
Was it not Lithuania?
It was K-A-U-N-A-S, District of Lithuania.
Okay, but it was still Lithuania. All right.
Yeah. It's like they need other things to do in Lithuania.
Apparently. And apparently I have completely shocked Nick and Del with my language.
If you'd seen that video, you'd be really upset. I mean, it turned my stomach. I can't handle, you know, watching animals suffer at all. And that was just plain pitiful suffering on that poor little dog.
So. Okay, enough about the guy that needs to be anally raped with a broken bottle.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know you don't like me talking about WoW, but I'm going to.
Yeah!
Eric showed me a new commercial for WoW. It's got Mr. T in it again.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it was some kind of a follow-up on the Mr. T thing, wasn't it?
Yes. Another more things on the Night Elf Mohawk. And he's actually in... There's a Night Elf Mohawk in-game outside of... What is it? Stormhold or Storm... What's in... Okay, well, I guess he gets around. He's out in every starting area. That's unusual. He gives away grenades, and you throw them at people, and they turn into a Night Elf Mohawk.
Okay, then.
Isn't that great?
Quite possibly.
So, Eric, go away.
Eric, go away, or we are going to play the World of Warcraft sucks song.
He wants to make sure I get it right. The person's face turns into a Night Elf Mohawk. That's pretty sure everybody understood that anyway.
I'm Mr. T. And I'm a Night Elf sellout.
I didn't think he really actually even plays.
It costs money to maintain this Mohawk.
Damn you, Lyra. We were going to save that as a surprise for later.
What?
About Cade's birthday.
Well,
so,
hey, I already got the trolls. They're washed.
Washed?
Yeah, I
had come on, he's a paladin. I wanted them as dirty as possible.
I had them take a bath. I don't know how good of a bath, but they took a bath.
Well, all right, then. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's bring out the birthday trolls for Cade. That's Restoration, right?
I think so.
Yeah. Restoration, guild leader, isn't he?
Yes.
Okay, the guild leader for Restoration on the Antonia Bale server, Cade. Here comes the birthday trolls.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Well, fine. They announced it on EQ Tuesday as well. Oh, well. So it wasn't a big surprise or whatever, blah, blah, blah. Speaking of EQ Tuesday, I do owe Delmon an apology.
Huh?
Yes. Delmon, are you listening? Delmon, are you out there?
This is shocking.
I know. Well, I don't know. If he is listening, he's not answering right now. Delmon asked me last week if I would record one of my... You know the countdowns I do? The fanfare countdown.
Mm-hmm.
He asked me to make a... what the hell's the next expansion?
Sentinels of Fate.
Oh, there's... The Sentinel Fate countdown. He wanted me to do that, and it completely skipped my mind. I completely forgot, and of course it's too late, because it's like on the 20th, isn't it?
No, it comes out in February, hon.
Oh, I thought it was coming out this month.
No, what's going on this month is you will be able to order your copy
of
Sentinel's Fate.
I completely fudged that. All right, Delmon, go to hell then. All right. No, don't go to hell. Okay, well, then I will do that this weekend then. Oh, the EQ1 expansion is this month. All right.
That's something about the Underfoot.
Right, and True Flight says the beta for Sentinels of Fate starts this month. So that's where I probably got this, that's probably where I get it mixed up with. So
let's see if I can find it. Let's see. Sentinel Fate will be available for pre-order beginning Thursday, November 12th. That was last week. So, since last week, on Thursday, you can put in your pre-order for Sentinel's Fate. There's three different packages that they've got. They've got the digital download, which is $39.99, and it comes with 500 station cash. LON Fall of... Oh, I can't even say it. What's those guys with the bald heads?
Iridin? The Fall of Iridin.
Fall... Yeah, scenario. 30 days free gameplay for new accounts. In-game armor piece. Guarding the Lurin. Now, what that is, I don't know yet. Then they have a regular pre-order in a box. You get, I guess everybody also gets a 7-day head start access starting February 16th. You get 500 station cast, they get the scenario, they get the free gameplay for new players. They get an in-box item, a $10 coupon for a digital download from the station store. And in-game armor piece, Guardian of the Reasoned. Now, I don't know what that is yet. Haven't been able to find any photographs. Now, they also have a retail-only collector's edition, which is $69.99. You get a 7-day head start. You get the cash. You get the scenario. You get the gameplay. You get the $10 coupon. You also get an in-game box item, the Armored Highland Stalker figurine, which I think is a cat.
Highland Stalkers.
Highland Stalkers were cats.
I think so. Right? Sounds right.
Now, this is the one thing that I'm really thinking about. I mean, anybody that went to Fanfare will get the digital download for freebies. But I'm tempted to get this just to put back because you get an in-game box item of Evercrack, the Phenomena of EverQuest DVD documentary.
Well, you know what? You go ahead and get that, and I'll be able to watch it with you.
Yeah. I mean, right now you can watch Evercrack in the one that they showed at Fanfare in segments. Do you remember the link to that?
No.
Well, I'll find it in a second when I get done.
Well, you can go to the official EQ2 forums, the community, and
I'm here now.
There's a link there.
Yeah, scrolling down. There it is. It's over on IGN.com. IGN.com.
Well, that would make sense.
Yeah. Okay. And the first episode was released the 12th. The second episode will be released this week on the 19th. The third episode will be released on the 24th of November. The fourth episode is December 3rd. And the final fifth episode is December 10th. I'd still like to have the DVD. So, back to Collector's Edition. All that stuff. And you get an armor piece guardian of the Reasoned, which is the same thing that you get in the pre-order box. So there's only two different in-game armor items. The digital download gets one of the Learned, and then the other two get the Reasoned, whatever that is. Then you also get an in-game mount, an armored Highland Stalker.
As opposed to the completely naked Highland Stalker.
Well, I'm thinking that the Highland Stalker is the cat. So, actually, maybe a cat mount? You know, I'm going to have to... Let's see if I can do a little search here real fast. On Highland Stalkers, because if I remember right from EverQuest, Highland Stalker was a cat.
Sounds right.
Well, it's been a while.
Well, I don't know. I wasn't expecting a Spanish Inquisition.
Ha ha ha. Hmm. Looks like Highland Stalkers are in a lot of different games. You know that?
Yeah, they're saying in-game it's a tiger.
Ooh, so that comes that long ago tiger animation or graphic that we used to see coming down. It's probably going to be it. So that might be cool. I'd like to have a kitty mount. So anyway, Sentinel's Fate expansion features. We're going to go up to level 90.
Yay.
Level cap raised to 90.
Yay.
Of course, new zones, the Sundered Frontier, Stonebrunt Highlands. You know that didn't call it Stonebrunt Mountains this time. Supposed to have 12 new dungeons.
Will there be pandas?
Yes, there's going to be pandas.
Pandas!
If you go to...
I really have to quote Xanadi right now. She just sent me a tell. She said, yes, it's a cat mount.
A big one.
A big one.
Xanadi just sent me a tell and said,
it's a big one.
Thank you, Xan. Thank
In true much. Saying, it's black.
It's big and it's black. Baby.
We're just one right off the... Anyway, there's the Sentinel's Fate.
I think I do need to redo my introduction and blame Xanadi for us to have a.
If you go to the EQ2 forums in the community section, there is a Sentinel's Fate trailer, and you can see that there's pandas and they fish and they're all over the place.
So allow me to state for the record one more time.
Pandas. You want to know what I think? They look like the Burnai, but in panda form, okay?
Oh, come on. Don't just reskin the Burnai.
Totally serious. Go look at the trailer, go look at the Burnai, and then look at the pandas.
Don't reskin the Burnai. Make pandas!
Too late. They work.
Pandas!
They work. So,
but will they have Chinese food?
I don't know. We'll have to do a / panda and find out.
Let's see. /... Panda.
No.
Unknown command. Nope.
That wasn't bad Chinese food either.
And just remember, developers listening to this show.
Run.
Just remember, my recommendation for the April Fool's or Bristlebane Day joke. If we do a / house, I want a halfling to show up in a lab coat and call you an idiot. / house. You're an idiot.
That would be funny.
It would be funny.
Or they just send you the line, you're an idiot.
You're an idiot.
Text return, you're an idiot.
There you go. But then you wouldn't be able to do anything in your house.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
So Xanadi says, it's a big one. Okay.
And it's black. That's what True says. And it has a collar.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Moving on. Moving on.
Did you see the stuff coming to Station Cash?
Yes. Apparently it's more bathroom stuff, which proves one more time that I am psychic.
But you know something?
No toilets yet.
They still have not dared to touch the throne.
Come on, people. There are people out there who decorate their own houses that make their own toilets. So, come on, Sony. Just for the hell of it.
Make a throne.
Just for the hell of it. No, no, but see, but then they'd have to... Then they'd have to rebuild Kinos and Freeport with some kind of a sewer system.
We have a sewer system.
No, it's a drainage system.
Well, what's the difference?
Waste processing.
That's what the rats are down there for.
Wait! Wait! The Shard of Disease!
No.
Well, don't you remember the Shard of Disease? You had
it was gross.
You had to dive into a sewer.
Yes.
Into a running
sewer drain. You have to remind me of that? Then once you got over there, it was like you were on somebody's skin, and you were microscopic, and all these hairs and pus, and oh, it was just disgusting. Oh, I don't like it.
Name of disease.
I'd like to have had somebody seen my face the day I went up to that, and they said, oh, you get to jump in here. Wait a minute, this looks like a sewer pipe. Yeah, we got to jump into it. You got to be kidding me. No.
Disease.
Ew. Oh, no.
Oh, no, that's what the cubes are for down there.
To clean up all the poo and stuff?
That's what I think.
All right. Okay, then.
Poo-eating... Anyway, going back to what's in Station Cast.
Hey, wait a minute. There's something here called a portable latrine.
What?
That, Elrania just linked in the channel. Well, okay then. Well,
Portable latrine, suitable for use in combat situations and temporary camps. Like, you're going to stop in the middle of a combat situation and use a portable latrine. Hell, you know, things swinging at you. Wait a minute, hold on, I gotta go. And you pull out your portable latrine. Yeah, right.
What does it do, clamp onto your ass or something?
I don't know.
It's a portable latrine.
I don't know. I don't know if I want to find out, especially when it says for use in combat situations. I mean, is that so
it's
you
a bed
don't
pan.
Soil your armor?
It's a bedpan.
I don't know. I think by the time you had to get the latrine out, in some cases, I think people have already pooped their plate armor anyway. Anyway.
Moving right along.
I like the mirror. The mirror is pretty good.
Yeah, the mirror is cool. Unfortunately,
the basin I don't care for. I mean, I've seen better basins. Sorry.
Meh.
Yeah. What's the other one? It looked like something that they've repeated though.
It's a dresser. I mean, we already have dressers with the bedroom sets.
Yeah. So,
so,
I don't
so it's a repeat. I mean, I've got so many damn dressers right now because I keep buying the sets. Instead of the individual pieces. I've got so many dressers, it isn't funny.
Is that my
fault? But I paid real cash for them. I don't want to destroy them. I've given some of mine to, like when I helped Santania do her apartment. I gave her some of my stuff. I just got too much.
Well, you just need to buy what you need.
Yeah, well, that's more expensive, though.
Well... Speaking of expensive, if you go out and buy Station Cash cards, prepaid ones at the store, and you redeem them this coming weekend, let me get the dates up.
And don't buy it in-game, did last time.
Right. From the 23rd, which is, what is that, Sunday?
I think so. Let me take a look here. Yeah, 23rd is next Monday.
Next Monday. Okay, from next Monday to the following Sunday, the 23rd through the 29th, you get a 25% bonus on the face value of your Station Cash that you buy at a store and then redeem in-game, okay? Not bought in-game. 25% is 25%, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I like to better for the twofer. Buy one, get one free. You buy 10, you get end up with 20. That's a 50%. Anyway. So if you buy 10, you get $5 more. Isn't that about right? That's what I would think.
Yes.
And then, of course, let's see what else is going on. Den Mom has a game update, 54 crafting an event pre-overview.
Den Mom, she who has it going on.
it's not quite a preview. It's an overview because she's up to her little...
halfling ass.
In crafting stuff over there on test. I went over to test copy to check stuff out. I've been keeping an eye on the Kroner Mage because I believe there might be some more missions coming up. I read somewhere about somebody talking about one going to Stormhold, and I don't have that on my list, so...
I believe the crone. I believe the mages have our missions.
So you need to head over to eq2.eqtraders.com and check out Den Mom's overview. And please remember that this is stuff is coming from test, and it could be changed. But there was some pretty cool things. There was one thing I got from they've got Frostfell being tested over there now on test and copy. Mm-hmm. And there's one quest that I grabbed around the tree, not in Frostfell, but where you go to enter. Mm-hmm. And it gave you an item that looks just like the, well, for right now, it looks just like the item that guild halls get to, that you can use to call to the guild hall.
Yeah, Lyra's been linking it in the in the channel, actually. She's very excited about this item, apparently. At least I think she did.
No, I know True's trying to link the red saddle tiger and tiger. It don't work. But anyway, it looks like that, and it's a snow generator. And it makes sort of puffy things of snow appear.
Oh,
it's okay. It's all right. That's the only thing I tried out over there.
Well, so, that'd be cool for people like myself who like to decorate for the holidays.
But, Dem Mom's overview goes into stuff that is coming with the traveling fair, mm-hmm. Which is the sea folk. No.
Oh, yeah. Wayfarers?
The Wayfarers, yeah. They have a traveling fair. No. Wayfarers? What's the trade, guys?
Yes, Wayfarers.
Okay, Far Sea Trading Company.
Yes, whatever.
Yeah, there.
The dudes.
The Far Sea Trading Company is looking for more ways to stimulate business, so they are moving caravans around. And according to her write-up, supposedly they will be offering different things at different cities. On test, right now, they are over in Antonica, far enough away from the gates that nobody's going to get beaten up if you're not from Antonica area. And they have some pretty neat-looking stuff. White marble floors and a counter and some other things. So when and this will happen once a month. And the caravan will show outside other cities. They'll probably show out in the Common Lands and maybe Tenebus Deep. And maybe, you know, the starting cities, I would guess.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? We'll have to see. And one of the things I'm looking forward to is that some of the items that you get from Shard of Love, like the Lost Longbow of Valor, Buckler of the Broken Heart, which is really cool looking buckler, but I can't equip it, and the Tower of Love, which is a tower shield, I believe. You could turn them into trophies and put them in your house.
Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah, I love that buckler of the Broken Heart, but I couldn't even equip it as a viewable item. So there's another reason to go back to the Shard of Love. Probably after the game update. So, but like I said, go over to Dem Mom's EQ2, EQTraders.com and check it out.
Yes. And now, I have been given something to announce on the show. Let me go to my in-game mail.
Aha!
And we'll read this press release. From the Legacy of Luckland.
Let me get a little bit of ale.
All right.
You didn't gargle enough with that one.
All right. I've been giving this to announce.
This would be very important if you're going through all this.
The Legacy of Luckland will be offering a Feast of Thanks for all fellow Narathians on the Antonia Bale server starting Sunday, November 22nd through Sunday, November 29th. A full buffet with all the fixins will be available for all to enjoy. Legacy of Luckland, located in South Kinos, Tier 2 Guild Hall. The Feast of Thanks is our guild's way of giving thanks to our gods and fellow Narathians for the bountiful foraging over the past year and a safe adventuring foyers out in the far reaches of our land. Please come and share our bounty. There will be plenty of ale available as well.
Oh, God, but don't let Dwarf get over there. There won't be enough ale after
what?
That.
Ale?
No!
Me?
No!
Jesus!
Tie him up.
Cheese and get my motorcycle! We're going to Legacy of Luckland!
He has a motorcycle?
I was going to say, there's no motorcycles in game. What is he talking
about? There he goes.
Oh, my God.
He's got to have a gnome in his pocket or something. I don't know. So, Legacy of Luckland, the guild. Little Thanksgiving feast there, November 22nd through November 29th, with a full buffet in their guild hall.
Free eats,
fellowship, and good times. Antonia Bale server, Tier 2, South Kinos.
What about all the people from Freeport getting to something like this?
Well, they did not say that it was only Kenosians, so come on over and... Oh, God.
What?
The Knights of Freeport are probably going to come over here and try to confiscate everything.
This food is unauthorized by the Overlord! We'll be taking this turkey!
And this drumstick.
That drumstick and that giant wield of cheese will probably end up in Mask's house.
Oh, you know what else is happening?
There's a good anniversary right there.
What?
Lyra says that her account is 6 years old today! So happy anniversary to Lyra. 6 years. 6 years? How the hell does it count 6 years? The game's only 5 years old. Oh, that's right. They boosted us ahead back some time ago for some kind of a...
Something.
Update of some kind. So in celebration of Lyra's six-year account, here comes the rotation roll!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
Yeah, I just took a look. Mine was on the 10th. Oh, I just type /play.
Oh, yeah.
That'll give you your play time. And I have played for 160 days.
It says played 100... What does it say, days? Oh, 280 days, 1 hour. Mm-hmm. And 30 minutes.
Yep, and it should have creation time right above played.
November 10th, 2004.
What time?
At 10:08.
Gah! Well, I must have
been... Wait a minute. Take it back. Wednesday, November 10th at 8:37 a.m.
Oh. You got like 12 hours on me.
I took the day off.
Yes, you took the day off. I had to work. Oh, well.
If I remember right, it wasn't. It's a lot of waiting.
Oh.
It's either that or PM. It doesn't say. It just says...
Well, it's in military time, huh?
Oh, well, then it was 8 a.m. then.
All right.
So is that a long time? No, there was someplace else to... Oh, there it is.
Hmm?
It in your persona under details. Mine says... Yeah. 2,198 days.
Yep.
Yours should be the same because we started the same day.
2,091.
2,191? How come mine's 2,180? I mean, why is mine 2,198?
I don't know. It's not possible. We started it the same day.
I know. That's what it says. Launch. It's what it says. Come down here later and look. It's 2,198 days.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Kind of weird.
Was I snuck in early? Yeah, Ro's got the same number of days. Look at that.
Oh, wait a minute. Maybe they're also including beta.
I don't think so. There's another person that's got the same number of days as me. What's up with us?
I don't know.
Doc, Kate's got it too.
Beats me.
Pip is only like 4 days behind us. Wow. Well,
No idea.
No, I don't know either.
Okay, so we took care of Trista's Thanksgiving announcement. I have apologized and then detracted my apology to Delmon.
Maybe he wanted it for the countdown to
Well, I will do it this weekend. So my reputation as a
radio personality and voice actor
will be secured.
Bum, bum, bum.
Dun, dun, dun. Speaking of dun, 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 let's take a look at the deaths of 2009.
Oh my god.
I always check this out to see if I've missed anything. So let's see. Last week was what? Last week was the 10th. So let's see. From the 10th on, anyone that I know?
Oh, and before I forget while you're looking, did I say the Midnight Enchantments are coming out again this Friday?
No, you haven't said that yet. Go ahead.
Oh, well, hon, guess what?
What?
This Friday, the Midnight Enchantments are back.
Holy crap!
I did say that right. I always get that mixed up. I always want to say Moonlight Enchantments.
It is Moonlight Enchantments.
Midnight. Moonlight. All right. Domino can beat me later. Moonlight Enchantments.
Blue Moon!
And they got the new floor pieces in, don't they?
Well, didn't you just say that that's part of the wandering... thingamajiggy?
No, they have the Wandering Thingamajigger has Wandering Thingamajigger.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they did have the sand and wood.
That's in the Moonlight Enchantments.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
There's a new water platform?
Yes, there's supposed to be a new water one.
Mm.
Which was one of my suggestions. Thingy? Thank you very much.
And a shroom thing. Yeah, you did, didn't you?
Yep, I wrote an email to Domino. Said, hey, you know what? I'm noticing a lot of people making, you know, rivers and streams and crap like that out of the small circular fountains. You know, the pools type of things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wouldn't it be great if you just had water? So that'd be cool.
It's all a reason to get out there and do that.
Yeah.
Oh, and I think when game update, 54, comes?
No, that was last time, so it'd be 55.
No.
You sure? I don't know. Anyway,
it's 54. 54 is coming. When that one comes, guys, that's the end of the Spiral events. So if you're doing anything with the Spiral events...
Spire events.
Spire. Hurry up and spend your tokens. You know, there was something I noticed. I was up at Lava Storm and I know the last time we checked them all, that one was higher than 5%.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it reset or something. I don't know.
Well, either way, they're going to be ending it. So.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going through the death list here, and I just don't see anyone that I recognize.
Good.
Ha! Oh, well, there's someone.
Oh.
Do you remember the first game show on MTV?
No.
Remote Control?
No.
You never saw Remote Control?
No.
Well, I'm sure someone listening had to have seen Remote Control on MTV. The host of Remote Control, Ken Ober, has died at 52 years old of an apparent heart attack. So there's someone.
Do you ever hear of Dee Murray?
Dee Murray. No, it's not familiar.
Okay. He was the bass player for Elton John long, long time ago when he was more of a blues guy, you know, back before it went all strange and stuff, but he's gone.
Ah, okay. And that's pretty much it. I really don't see anything. The only other thing on this list here that actually catches my eye, which is that I think is just kind of ironically weird. There's someone here by the name of Howard Jacobs, who was an American HIV/AIDS activist, has died of cancer.
It's an AIDS.
Well, I didn't expect to see cancer there. I mean, okay, AIDS activist died of AIDS. No, liver cancer. I just find that ironic, you know, a little ironic. But no, I don't see anything else here that, anyone else here that I recognize. Probably some people I should recognize.
I'm being told by Merrigan that
yes.
When the Spire gets, I'm sorry guys, I'm just terrible, gets built, it resets to make the connection to all the other ones.
Oh, I see.
I guess. I don't know. But anyway, that's what I'm being told.
All right.
So hurry up and spend your tokens out there, guys, or you're going to lose them.
Mm-hmm.
Buy what you got, too. And then you had to drag me to a movie this weekend.
Yes, but before we do that.
Oh.
Before we go with that, we have to make the announcement since we were talking about deaths. Abe Vigoda is still alive.
Yay!
Yay, Abe Vigoda! So let's see, what does that make him now?
I don't know.
Get out
alive?
Well, yeah, it does make him alive, yes. So let's see, 2009
minus... Hold it, dirt.
2009 minus 1921. That makes him 88 years old. Congratulations, Abe Vigoda.
It's sick and amusing at the same time that he has this website that tells people, yes, I'm still alive.
That is really, really funny. AbeVigoda.com. Abe Vigoda is still alive.
It is funny.
That is funny. Okay, yes, we went to the movies this weekend. Those of you who saw the little promotion for the show tonight on the kithacore.org or at the EQ2 official forums, I made a reference to the movie we saw this weekend by announcing that Norath was coming to an end.
The ancient Eurydice predicted it. A cataclysmic event that would annihilate every species on Norath. One little Ratanga fights to keep his 337 siblings together in the race for their lives. This summer, who will survive 3830, the shattering of Drenel?
Dun dun dun.
Dun dun dun. And of course, if you do /time, you'll see that the year is actually like 3828 right now. Yeah, 3828 right now. So you got 2 in-game years until we're all dead.
In-game years roll by pretty fast, so
now
hurry up and get those things done.
Now, 2012.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to read the review that I posted for it at kithacore.org. Let's see here.
You trying to find the page?
There we go. This weekend, Elquin and I went to go see a new movie, 2012. Outside of the fact that the scenarios depicted in the movie have about as much chance of happening as a halfling jumping out of my ass, this movie is completely and utterly kicked major action ass. From beginning to end, we were on the edges of our seats, with non-stop action and some of the most spectacular special effects I've ever seen. And fair warning, please pay attention to the PG-13 rating. This may be too intense for little kids, including, as far as I'm concerned, the two kids that were in the movie. So I would have to say, 2012, probably one of the better action films I've seen in a long frickin' time. I mean, you had like 15 minutes at the beginning of the movie introducing the characters, 15 minutes at the end of the movie wrapping out everything up, but in between that, in the 2.5 hours, whatever the hell it was just wall-to-wall frickin' non-stop action. Would you agree with me on that one?
I think so.
I mean, and towards some of the points in the movie, you were crushing my arm!
I was not!
You were crushing my hand!
I was not!
You were! I have the bruises.
Oh, you do not.
Bruise!
You know how I am with suspense movies where they build you up and you're waiting for stuff for them to finish doing and happen and stuff, and in the meantime, you're like at the... You know how a roller coaster goes way up to the top and crests up there and just sort of sits just for it heads down this big, long, steep drop? It's like sitting up there waiting for the stupid coaster to go over, and it's not quite going over yet, so you're hanging there, and you know you're going to be dropping down this big hole, but... I hate that suspense.
So, 2012, far as I'm concerned, really, really good action movie. And if you have any knowledge of science at all and geology, just keep three little letters in mind. IFM. IFM. You know what that stands for? It's a fucking movie. It doesn't have to be accurate, folks. And, you know, they got talking about neutrinos during a solar...
Something or other
heating up the Earth's core, and this is what causes everything. I'm not going to go into major details, but I'm just going to say, when you see shit falling over and they actually take the time to put people in the buildings.
Oh, that was terrible.
You know, they didn't take the cheap way out like the Sci-Fi Channel would have or anything like that. I mean, they actually put, you know, it's all computerized, of course, I realize that. But they actually put people in the buildings, and you can see them falling out.
Or hanging on for dear life.
Or hanging on for dear life, or falling into these giant chasms and stuff like that. They really, really paid great attention to detail. And I have to commend them for that. I mean, for the week leading up to the release of 2012, the Sci-Fi Channel, which, of course, their movies are complete jokes anyway... The Sci-Fi Channel has been running all these disaster movies. And let me ask you something. Why is it that in all of these disaster movies, you know, it doesn't matter what it is, tornado, volcano, earthquake with a fissure opening up behind you, blah, blah, blah. Why is it that whatever disaster it is always 1.5 seconds behind the main actor as they're running? Like it's chasing them down.
Well, if it wasn't, it wouldn't be as interesting. I mean, if it was three or four, if it was way behind them, they'd be standing around going, well, we got plenty of time.
But come on!
Let's go, you know, so they just tootle down the road. No, it's right behind them.
They're running down the road. They're running down the road. I have an idea. Let's make a left. Oh, my God, let's take a left with us. You know, come on. God.
Just go with, hey, what was those three little words you said to me earlier?
IFM.
Well, IFM it.
It's a fucking movie.
Just go with it.
But, Elira says that it got 38% on Rotten Tomatoes. You know what? I don't care about Rotten Tomatoes. I saw it myself. I never, never pay attention to critics. I go in and I see it myself.
Sometimes you do.
Mm-hmm. No, not the critics. I'll pay attention to the Yahoos before I pay attention to the critics. The Yahoos, of course, are the people who have Yahoo accounts that go in and write their own reviews and stuff like that. And they'll grade it on different levels and stuff. But I'll go in and I'll see it myself. Like, I really liked the Blair Witch Project. Not many people did, and of course it was panned by just about every critic out there. But, you know, I go into theaters and I'm like, okay, what were they trying to represent here? You go into the Blair Witch Project and it's, okay, this is supposed to be lost footage found by amateur documentarians. It's supposed to be amateur film, not processed, not edited. It's supposed to look like crap. And that's exactly what you saw. And I appreciated that. Okay, this is exactly what I expected to see. Okay, I'm good with it. Same with Paranormal Activity. You haven't seen Paranormal Activity yet.
No.
I'll rent it when it comes out unless you really want to go see it.
No. I'll wait. Besides, you'd probably sit on the other side of the theater, according to what you said.
Oh, yeah. You're gonna crush my fucking arm when you see this movie. I'm probably not even going to watch it with you at home.
What? Did you just leave me to my own devices?
Paranormal Activity is a couple trying to document the paranormal activity going on in their house. So it's one camera, mostly in night vision. You know, and it's not a studio-grade film type of thing. You know, you can tell the difference between studio-grade and someone's camcorder. You know that quality difference. Number one, from someone's camcorder, it's always going to be faster, more reaction time, stuff like that. Because movie film is actually recorded at 24 frames per second, per second. Where your average camcorder is actually 30 to 60 frames per second. So that's why movies, you know, look different all the time. But anyway, now Paranormal Activity is supposed to be like one camera set up in a bedroom. And that's exactly what it was. So, you know, I went in expecting, you know, okay, this is what it's supposed to be. I went in, I saw that it was what I was expecting. I loved it. Not to mention the fact that Paranormal Activity just kicked ass. It was a great paranormal activity. Yes.
And of course, along with 2012, Discovery Channel, I believe, and in the sci-fi, besides the disaster type things, they've been talking about
the Mayan
calendar. What different scientists believe, you know, and all these guys trying
What does the Mayan calendar actually say? Does it say end of everything, or does it just stop?
It just stops.
You know what that means? It means they planned out a couple thousand years and went, you know what? Let the next generation get it. That's all it means. It doesn't mean everything ends. They just had enough.
I'm saying I believe it stops. I don't know. I haven't really read up on it, but... That is when it ends. Now, I don't know if there's some symbol there that means end or what.
Is it like Nicolas Cage in Knowing? It just ends with everyone else. I just spoiled the end of Knowing for everyone. They were aliens! All this time they try to make believe they were doing some kind of religious twist on it? No, they're aliens.
Well, you know, 2012 had a religious twist at the end, if you think about it.
Well, if you found out about the end of the friggin' world, wouldn't you have a religious twist? Oh, you mean with the arcs?
Yes, dear. But then
you're spoiling it! I told you no spoilers. I wasn't going to tell them anything. Now you went and did a spoiler. I didn't want anyone to... Oh.
Sorry.
You know, some of the previews and stuff make you think that it's supposed to be spaceships. No, they're regular ships. Okay, Truth Light saying the arcs were in the new trailer.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Okay, so yeah. They're big arcs. They have two of every animal, blah, 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 blah. Even though having two of a species means the death of the species.
Yeah, unless they've got generic material put back.
Unless there's some way to genetically alter the offspring and stuff like that, yeah. But...
And who knows, maybe they did.
But yeah, great movie. gives the official Jethro Silverwing stamp of approval. Do I have a sound effect that can be used as a stamp of approval?
I don't know. You need to find one.
Let me see here. Stamp of approval. I got a crowd cheering.
No, you need something that sounds like a... Yeah, I can supply you with a gong.
Nah, I'm good with gongs. How about a boing? I have a boing.
No.
No, not a boing.
You need something like a... You know?
See, stamp of approval.
He's going to dig for that.
Oh, wait, here's one we can do. Remember we were talking about that guy with the dog?
Oh, God.
Oh, he's our ass of the night. There's your donkey sound, yeah. So the stamp of approval. What's this one here? No, not that. How about panic screaming? No panic screaming, all right.
No.
How about Eric screaming? I just played Eric screaming.
He sounds like a little girl who screams.
I know he does.
That's why you had him record it that way.
Yep. Yeah, so any time in any of my skits where you hear Cheez-It screaming, let me play this again. That is Elquin's son, Eric. And I turned it into Cheez-It Scream. Just because he screams like a little girl. I'm sorry. He does.
And we threatened to turn off WoW, and that's what he did.
No, I had him come upstairs and asked him to scream like a little girl for me.
You just go with the... Oh, God, I can't even tell a joke with you around. You always have to come along. No.
Okay, Romain is suggesting the boing. So let's give it the boing of approval. There we go. It went boing.
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 Okay.
Or we can give it the dwarven belch of approval. There we go.
I was going to say, with all this other stuff on TV about the end of the world, the Titanic plates, the fact that the Earth has shift axis, you know.
Well, the magnetic... shield on the Earth has changed, has switched poles, you know. What do they estimate? Like every 750,000 years or something like that it happens?
Yeah.
And they know this because of certain crystalline formations that if you go deep enough, you know, the crystals line up a different way. And then you go down a little bit further and they line up the other way again. And yeah, you know, the magnetic shield of the Earth switches every once in a while.
And I wonder if we're really in due for a switch.
We are. We are due for a switch, and it is happening.
And what happens if that happens to coincide with...
We're all fucking doomed! What the hell do I know? I'm a radio host. I'm a parody artist. I'm just going to make a fucking joke of it. Hey, everyone, you see that big beam of the sun that came down here and fried the entire city? You know, the... Doom!
How's anybody ever going to see that if they're all gone?
I'll still be broadcasting, baby.
You do that.
I'll get on the air and I'll be like, this is the Jethro Silverwing Show coming to you live from Mars!
Now, you were telling me about the viral site that was tied to that movie. Oh, I didn't know about that
thisistheend.com.
And that's Woody Harrelson's site,
yeah,
basically.
That's his character's site.
Charlie...
This is the end.
What was his character's name? Charlie something?
I'm looking it up. This is the end.com. There we go. Charlie Frost.
Who ends up broadcasting all the way up to the very end.
Yep. Ends up broadcasting throughout, you know, all the way up until the disaster that kills him. Please don't say what it is! No more spoilers. No spoilers. I'm trying to get people to watch the movie, not have us tell them every second. But anyway,
they still should go watch it.
Oh, definitely. It's a great freaking movie. We're buying it.
Then the problem with me going to the theater and watching those is I can't get up when I'm getting frustrated, on edge and stuff. I am forced to sit there. I can't
get up and walk away, or you come back mm-hmm. when it's over, like I do at home.
You know what's nice, though? You go to thisistheend.com, and you go to any of the viral sites that were associated with this movie, like thisistheend.com. Let's see, they have a list here somewhere. The IHC.com, which is the Institute for Human Continuity.
Human continuity?
Yes, for continuing the human race after the end of the world. And they've got actually a really, really nice website. It's really well done. And you can sign up for, you know, this and that. And, you know, it gives about and news, press releases and stuff like that. And the Survivor's Lottery. Oh, they announced the winner. See, the winner of the ISC is proud to pronounce Michael S. is the winner of the Leader of the Post-2012 World Contest. So he's the new leader of the world. I think they said he was from Sweden.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they had an election. You know, you could post your own name and what platform you're running on and stuff like that, and why you should be the next leader of the world. And they had that going, and, you know, they would give you updates on what was happening with the Institute for Human Continuity, and they were doing it right up until the 12th of November.
Mm.
All of these sites were giving updates and stuff like that. Charlie's blog, thisistheend.com, his last post was the 12th of November.
Yep.
Now, of course, I'm sure all of this is running on WordPress, and you can actually schedule things to go on. I don't think they were actually posting live.
No, it's either that or they already had stuff in the can, and they just uploaded it as they went. Because they had people do this.
Mm-hmm. You know. But they have, like, stuff that was mentioned in the movie, like one of the professors being dead and stuff like that, and news clippings, and he had his own YouTube page. But, you know, they did the same thing for Cloverfield.
Yeah, but not as in...
not as in-depth.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, they did a great job. They really did. I'm very happy with the movie. The Jethro Silverwing, boing of approval. Okay. I think we're going to take a music break. Maybe find some music that'll make people groan.
Not put them asleep.
Well, fine. We'll see here. We'll do that one, and that one.
Want them to stay awake.
You know what? I caught the first part of EQ Tuesday. Can you believe that he started playing Frostvale songs?
I heard that, and I went, well, I know one person that's going to be really happy in game hearing this.
It's too early. I was thinking maybe after Thanksgiving.
Well, you know, you've got the store decorated up. I forgot who was it, and Facebook said that they saw somebody have a Christmas tree up in their window and it made them feel good. And I'm thinking, somebody's got their Christmas tree up in their house already before Thanksgiving and it's making them feel joyous.
Yes, but
and
the problem is...
What the heck?
But you know, the problem is, it's just going to make you sick of Christmas all that much faster.
How so?
Well, that's what happens to me. You know, like last year was the worst year I'd ever seen. I went to Costco in September, and they had Christmas crap up. What the hell is up with that? And by the time Christmas came around, I was sick of Christmas. That's really all there is to it. I mean, there's only so long you can shove Christmas down someone's throat. And don't get me wrong, I love Christmas. I love Christmas more than I love Halloween. I love Christmas to death, but seriously, 1 month is quite enough of the music. You know, the music and the long lines and shit like that.
Well, that usually doesn't start picking up till Well, I don't know. Have you noticed it's sort of already picking up now?
Yeah, it is, actually.
When we were out this past weekend, the
A lot of stores are actually, a lot of stores are saying to hell with Black Friday.
They're doing Black Fridays early.
Yeah. Yeah, they're doing it early. Okay, so we're going to take a little music break here. When we come back, where in Norrath is Cheez-It Nibble Buns? You will find him. You will find out. This is Jethro Silverwing.
Is he creeping around Freeport, Kellethan, or he knows? A stabby freak for Tonga that everybody knows. He'll fit inside your backpacks and run off with your cheese. Tell me where in Norrath is
Cheez-It Nibble Buns.
Okay, everyone, this is Where in Norrath is Cheez-It Nibble Buns, the game of questions and answers where you try to locate Cheez-It Nibble Buns somewhere in Norrath. He is somewhere in Norrath that can be located on a map. Okay, we've gotten started here. Santania wants to know if he's in Faidweir. No, he is not on the Isle of Faidweir. He is not currently in Trachanon's colon, no.
Oh, God.
Whippet? Yes, he is on the Dallaire continent. He is on the Dallaire continent. Let's see here. Can he see water? I can see water. I can see water currently, but I cannot see the sky. Cannot see the sky. Is it full of spiders? Well, I saw a few spiders here and there. Let's see here. No, he is not in West Freeport. Well, they're picking it up quick this time. Rayleigh, yes, he is in the Wailing Caves. Now you got to pinpoint where he is. He is in the Wailing Caves. Holy crap! Why do I have thousands of snowballs?
I don't know.
Oh, Domino's with us. Hello, Domino. Is he near Lord Ree? Let me check the map. I don't know. Lord Ree. I don't think so. I do not see the, I do not see that marked on the map. So, no, I would have to say no. You have to give me the name of the location. He is not near the forge. The name of the location. It can be found on the map. He is... Oh, there we go. Arctic Moon just got it. I have placed Cheez-It in the pit of death.
Poor little Cheez-It.
That's what we're getting the heck out of here!
I'm close enough. Do you want me to come get you Cheez-It? I can... You know, port you out of there, sort of.
No, these stupid orcs can't see me.
Okay.
Well, that was really freaking fast. Okay, Arctic Moon, do me a favor and send Jethel an in-game mail, with your current mailing address, and I'll make sure you get a special autographed, personally autographed Cheez-It Nibble Buns rubber ducky. I'm sorry, pit with spikes did not work for me. You had to give me the name that was on the map. I'm sorry, Rayleigh. You know what, Rayleigh? Send me a in-game mail. I'll send you a rubber ducky, too.
We still got stuff in that box, too.
Yeah, we got a few items in the box. But we're running out of Sony swag. Hint to Domino. Hint to Domino. We are running out of swag.
You'll have to talk to it.
I know. I gotta send a message to Ashlane or Brass or someone. I actually did mention it to Brass. She said she'd hook me up, but I think she's forgotten. So let's just run Cheez-It's ass out of here. Where am I? What?
I'll tell you later.
Okay, tell me later. So yeah, you two, what the hell am I? Unfortunately, Cheese is not old enough to have escape yet.
Do you want me to... Oh, I just left the common ones.
No. I don't need you to come get me. I just wasn't sure where I was. I now see where I am, and I am moving along. Right. Okay, so yeah, that was a fast one. That was a fast Cheese and Nibble ones. I'm gonna have to try harder next time, I guess.
You'll have to think of some devious place to put him.
Well, you know what I think the thing is? I need to think of putting him somewhere on the weekend instead of waiting until we take our music break.
I know. I'll try bugging you this weekend. Move, Cheese.
Okay, I tell you what. If someone can tell me where I am right now, you will get... Let me get the box.
Get the box!
Well, I don't know what he's done with his box. It's pretty bad when a man can't find the box, isn't it?
Okay, I'm back.
Did you find your box finally?
I am back, and if someone can tell me what NBC I'm standing in front of right now, without actually coming into the Wailing Caves, I'm still in the Wailing Caves, and if you can tell me where Cheese and Noodle Buns is right now, you will get a pack of Free Realms cards.
I bet you I know.
But you're not going to say anything, though.
I can't even do a hint?
No.
You sure?
No. You cannot give any hints.
Have I talked to him before?
Shut up. Thanks. I just told everyone who it was. Thanks. So what NPC am I standing in front of right now? Nicotel got it. Nicotel, send Jethel a in-game mail, and you will receive a pack of Free Realms cards. Now, these are regular playing cards with the Free Realms characters on them, correct?
Yes.
Okay, that's what it is. Okay, they're just regular old playing cards, and you have the Free Realms characters on it. So, yes, I'm in front of Cogmer. Moving on. Moving on
I'm
to the comments. Yes, you are. You spoil all my fun.
How do I spoil your fun? I didn't say anything.
Have I talked to him before? Who have you talked to before in the Wailing Caves? Come on. But I know that requires people to actually listen to the show. And
see, yeah, and if they don't, then they won't know.
Okay.
And it's been such a long time, and I'm not going to talk to him anytime soon either.
Is that the guy that has the boomstick?
Yes. If you remember right, I had to have a lot of healers put me back together after that one.
Yep. Yeah, that was the guy that's voiced by the same guy that did... Invader Zim, right?
Invader Zim.
Zim. Ooh, Cogburn, yeah.
Dude, that's, oh, God. I think he's cute, too, and I can't think of his name all of a sudden.
Anyway, moving on.
What's Invader Zim's little sidekick's name?
Gurr.
I like Gurr. Gurr likes piggies.
All right.
And what that has to do with the Tea of China, I don't know.
Since when does anything on this show have to make sense?
It doesn't.
Exactly. All right.
That's why we are the way we are.
Mm-hmm. So, getting back Kinos, and then I'll log Jethro back. Jethel, who's redecorating his house once more.
Yeah, I was going to say, what have you been up to in EverQuest lately?
I've been redecorating my house. I'm creating a concert hall and stuff like that. And I'm actually going to start inviting people over for concerts and shit.
Jethel Silverwing and concert.
Jethel Silverwing and concert. And I'll have open stage and stuff like that. But I'm not allowing anyone into my house until it's done because, you know, well, certain friends have seen it.
And that, they might get stuck behind something and squish them and...
Well, no, I want it to be a surprise. I'm going to have a grand opening type of thing, you know, a grand opening celebration. And we'll have Elquin in a bikini and serving drinks.
What?
We'll get Nicotel to go topless, and Nicotel's a male character anyway, so I really want to make a difference.
Yeah, I was gonna say. So
I'll rent a couple of girls from the Maiden's Fancy. You know. By the way, the date auction last Thursday at the Maiden's Fancy went okay. None of the guys got high bids. None of us.
It was all the girls.
There was one girl. The girl before me got 130 plat, I think.
Wow.
I think maybe Nikki can.
That's a lot.
Mm-hmm. Nicotel actually got more than I did.
Well.
And he's a Ratonga.
Yeah, I guess once you have fur, you don't, you know.
No. Nick can do the once you go Tonga thing a lot better than I can. But yeah, Nick went for, he says he went for 24 plat. I went for like 17.
That's still nothing to sneeze at.
I think I'm just going to stop.
What, selling yourself off?
I'm going to stop being the token celebrity at these auctions, I think. Just never seem to get anything. Well. Yep.
Well, how were you dressed?
I wasn't.
You were up there naked.
Well, I had my robe on at first, and then mask. I was teasing mask, so I took my robe off and shook my ass on him.
So everybody got to see the goods ahead of time.
Oh God, mask! I don't know if anyone has ever dealt with mask. M-A-S-Q. M-A-S-Q from the Knights of Freeport knows that he's just a low-life womanizing bastard. Funny as hell. Had us rolling. What the, I think it was the girl after me what started to tease Mash. Started doing a little strip tease up on stage and stuff. And then went, yoo-hoo, mask, and lifted up her top. Well, emoted that she lifted up her top. And mask was like, woo! Did you see that? She shows us the goods!
Oh, God.
And then I guess he had a squire with him or something like that. He's like, well, sir, do you want a bid on her? He's like, no, why? She shows me the goods already! Funny! Mask is funny. That's all I have to say. Evil, evil little bastard, but funny. And we have an announcement.
Another one?
Another announcement. Legion of Kithagor just dinged to 77!
Yay!
Legion of Kithagor, now level 77. Thank you very much for everyone for your hard work.
We're getting there.
The way I figure it, we're probably going to end up just like Jethel was in EQ1. Or, you know, up until now, anyway. I think we're pretty much going to be in expansion behind. So we're going to hit 80, probably right around the time that the next expansion comes.
But that's perfect.
And then we have to continue on.
Well, so? That's better than being behind and then having to catch up again.
I suppose.
So?
I don't know. I have mixed feelings about them continuing us on to level 90.
Why?
Because I kind of like not. I kind of like being at the top right now.
You just don't want to go out and work again,
right? I don't. I'm level 80 adventurer, level 80 woodworker. I've got my epic bow, and I've got my epic cloak for trade skilling. I'm having fun hanging back and role playing.
Well, there's nothing to say you have to push forward.
Well, sure, there is.
Written on the wall that says Jethel Silverwing must push forward.
I suppose some people are bored. Trueflight says he's bored. So,
yeah.
So I guess we'll just have to see what they come out with new content and stuff like that. So yes, Mask was very funny at the thing on Thursday.
And Mask as a person, the person behind the character, is a wonderful RPer.
Oh, yeah.
So when I say stuff like, I try to stay away from Mask and I don't like Mask, that's Mask, the in-game character. He's a slimeball and I don't like to be around him.
Mm-hmm. And I really should mention that Ozrok, the noble Frogluck, had no idea what he was getting into. Another roleplay moment at the Maiden's Fancy that was just totally bizarre and off the wall. Ozrok had a front row seat. All of a sudden, the girls started going up for, you know, to be auctioned off. And Ozrok's like,
by Mars sword, what is this? What's going on? What are you doing up there? No, stop! You know, going on with the virtue and stuff like that. It's really funny, but the problem is, he was going up for auction too! He had already signed up for it! What for out this? And so damn funny. And then he gets won by, he's a Frogluck. He got bought by a troll!
Oh my god, are we ever going to see him again?
Oh yes, yes, yes. It was really funny because, you know, as they were leaving, Ozrok is threatening the troll's life. He's like, you make one move toward me, sir, and you'll find yourselves skewered on the end of my sword! Started just going off the top. It was just, I felt so bad for him, and I sent him a private message, you know, let me know what happens. If you need assistance, I'll come in, you know, stuff like that. And apparently, the only thing the troll wanted was for Ozrok to sample his cuisine. Apparently, the troll thought himself to be a great culinary artist, and served him, what was it? It was mashed rat?
Ew.
Or something like that. Like, you try my cooking! Yeah.
You know, I met a troll cook long time ago. It was one of the first trolls that I ever saw that came over from the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And they came over because they wanted to be a cook. And it was like, well, just be careful what you cook.
Yeah. But it was just so damn funny. It's like, all he wanted me to do was eat his cooking, and it was horrible. No, I guess what ended up happening was, he like took the rat or whatever it was, and just as the troll's attention was turned another way, he slipped it to the cat or something like that. It's like, well, this is very good, yes, you know, stuff like that. Oh god, it was funny. Yeah, he's giving me progress reports as he's going on, because I'm afraid he's being tortured or something. Well, I guess he was, you know, troll cooking.
Don't know. Never tried any troll cooking.
I wouldn't trust it. But yes, we all had a good time.
He's good, yes.
Very good.
Is very good, bad.
No, wait, let me see if I can do that voice from the movie.
Is very good.
That was the Russian.
The Russian guy, yeah.
Is very good.
Yeah, I wondered why they got him with such a deep voice. It was a little hard to understand him at times.
Mm.
What the hell is he mumbling about? What's he saying?
Well, I understood it.
Well, I couldn't.
Okay. So what else we got to talk about tonight? We got another 20 minutes to go here.
Aww.
Let's see, what else we got here? Next week? I don't know. Should I do it next week or should I do it now?
What?
Well, we have a new Frostfell song.
You know, there's one elf out there that would just absolutely...
I don't know. You know what? I'm going
to
leave it up...
Wet themselves to hear this.
I'm going to leave it up to the people in the chat channel. If you want me to go ahead and play the brand new 2009 Frostfell song, you know, say so in the chat channel. If I get more than, let's say, if I get more than 10 people, and Elkman, you keep track of it.
Oh, boy.
If I get more than 10 people to say they want me to do
Lyra,
it, then we'll go ahead and do it.
You can't keep saying it. Let me yank this down here. Let's see. There's one, there's two, there's three.
Now, Santania seems kind of, you know, passe about it.
Four,
yeah, sure.
Five, 6. 7.
Rayleigh says, play it or we'll never hear the end of it from Lyra.
8. 9.
Do we have that
I'll
one
count, I'll count Santania as sure as a 10.
Okay, well, we got 10, and I said if we had 10, we'd go ahead and play
we got 11.
All right. No need to keep counting.
Okay.
Let me dig it out here. See, Frostfall Songs. There it is.
Oh, wait a minute. Hmm? They're saying only if Lyra admits to being a Frostfell elf will we play the new song. Nicatel agrees that we should bait her with this. Wonder, should we?
No.
So, Lyra, how much would you want to hear the new Frostfell?
No. That wasn't the deal. I said if we got 10 people to say, you know, they wanted to hear it, we'll go ahead and do it.
Oh, she is saying
But we're not going to overdo it. No Frostfell songs next week.
And then unless Lyra admits to being a Frostfell elf.
So we're not going to overdo it, but we'll go ahead and play it this week. So here's a new Frostfell song. Hope you like it.
Got to keep going. Oh, I've been lost for days. Oh, what's that ahead? Oh, please don't be a mirage. It's a tavern. A tavern. Oh, is anyone there? Oh,
yeah, what's all this now?
Oh, hello.
By Karana's thunder, what's happened to you, lad?
I got lost in the snow.
Lost in the snow? You must be froze to death. Come right up to the bar. Billy, get him a stein.
You're too kind, sir. But I haven't any money.
Yeah.
I've been lost for days.
Don't worry about it. I'm going to go give warn you up a nice bowl of stew. Oh. Why don't you just sip on this ale for a while?
Bless you, sir. Bless you, sir. Ale. I haven't tasted ale for days. By Brel's beard. What ale is this? Mustine's possessed my heart and my soul. How we and my king's conquest, now quenched by this golden reaping. This is Brel's hot drink. This bar keeps poor, and the wenches bring. Haste to bring.
Looking a little better now, aren't you, lad?
Aye.
Little more pink in the cheeks.
I can't thank you enough, sir.
Oh, very
you're
welcome.
Godsend. This is truly, truly a Frostfell miracle.
To Frostfell, everyone. Raise your glasses.
So from me.
Okay, and there you have it. What ale is this? What do you think of it, hon?
I think it was funny.
Dufu the Drunken Dwarf having a religious experience because he hasn't tasted ale in, like, 2 days. And then he ends up just, you know, he lives right across the street.
What's more, if we live right across the street?
Lyra says we need to do one about gelatinous cubes. I don't know.
Yeah. Cubes are fun to eat. They go good with
gelatin. I know. I'll write a song entitled "We Had Cranberry Sauce, but Learned It Was a Gelatinous Cube."
She's freaking out.
I don't think I'd want to eat cubes anyway.
I mean, yeah. I mean, really. I mean, they're used in the sewers to clean up the place.
That's what I would think.
Yeah.
So I think I'll pass on them.
There's always room for gelatinous cubes.
Not. It depends. Maybe if you fed them for like a week on something else, but.
So I have to ask Lyra. Do I have the Lyra Frostvale stamp of approval on that song? So we'll see if we have the Lyra Frostvale. Yes, we have the Lyra Frostvale stamp of approval on "What Ale Is This?" See, I was even thinking of that one. Or I was going to have Drunken Dwarf doing "Silent Night" as loud as he can.
You've already talked about doing that.
Can you imagine that?
I thought you did something like that already.
"Silent Night!" You know, that kind of thing. And let me just say for the record that if I thought it was difficult on my voice doing Drunken Dwarf just by himself, that last chorus had like 15 dwarves that I overlapped, you know, doing, you know, trying to do a tavern full of dwarves singing about Brels. Oh my God, my voice was killing me.
It was killing me, I tell you.
Killing you!
But you know, there is one good thing about me wrecking my voice.
What?
Afterward, I talk like this.
Yeah, because my vocal cords are so loose, I immediately go to bass.
Very white. Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
More fun for me later, right? My God, I go find a spider just to beat on so I can, activate my hammer so I can get over to the wastes. And it's like everybody and their brothers out here beating up the spiders.
Nicotel says, "Berry White Rotunga." Oh, yes, babies.
Oh, God.
Oh, yes, babies. We likes to Jesus.
What in the heck is this? Darn it. You know, sometimes this hammer just does not go off when it's supposed to.
I'm sorry.
I finally killed the mob. Oh, now I get teleported.
Oh, you're using that hammer.
Yes, the hammer that that everybody tends to forget to unequip after they use it, and they're already in a group, and they go to fight, and all of a sudden, whing!
Whoops.
I'll be back!
You know what? I think I'm going to end off the show by singing a few songs.
Okay, you do that.
Okay, I'll bring you back to do some shout-outs and shit like that in about 2 minutes.
Okay.
Or do you want to do them now and go to bed?
No, I've already got a set of writs to do.
Well, all right. All right, so go ahead and turn off your mic there, and let's see here. I'll turn off my background music. There we go. Background music is off. And I will do some live singing. I think I'll start with this one.
Come on, baby, give it to me.
Are you ready to rock? Are you ready to rock? Have you come to rock me? Come to rock me.
Greater Beta, Greater Beta, Greater Beta, Greater Beta.
Hundreds of years of missing elvish lands were raised and sundered by destiny's hands. The fae flittered round Brownie's march in bands, now inherit a home by Tanari's hands. Crushed bone legions chose us time today. Cities empty, undefended, set for the fae. Marching forth, the clan to make the mark. But nature's forces drove the foe, the greater fae dark! With the mortal forces boldly taking things at hand, ravaging the plains with a mighty raiding band, the council decides to turn the backs one day. Fight the hand to feed them, the Yank get away! Luckily fell to pieces, frogs with expelled from home, horn gathering for war, and wicked crying bones. Avatars were played like pawns on a board, an evil long awaited finally took up a sword. Strike down the spires, bring chaos to the land. Luke united his destiny across the sand. Antonia rose the throne, but how could they know? Things are growing real dark in the greater fade dark! Mistmore and his castle with his bride so sweet, crushed bells and orcs in a powerful seat. Defend Tildal forces with orcs will soon be massed. Brownies in the fey and Kelethin will soon be passing out. And push a bog, bows are waiting at the dock. Caladim underground, creatures growing stock. Fuckers took Akanon, hear him ticking in the dark. Batuna's roots grow in the greater fey dark! The mother had a secret, couldn't let her children fall. The dragon she left to guard her to her call. The plume waves awake, all the mountains depart. The spring shall call the mother to the greater fate dark.
Alrighty, let's continue on with Domino's favorite song, The Night Smedley Went Uber.
The Night Smedley Went Uber.
Those of you who don't know should be ashamed of yourselves. Smedley is the president of Sony Online Entertainment.
Down in San Diego, EverQuest team working nights. Till Velomed and Lore team searching for clean balance fights. When bursting through the door, a serialistic scene. The big guy armored up, his shiny helmet gleamed. He looked like he'd been through hell, or at least a plane of fear. Haven't seen him like this since after the fanfare last year. From underneath his coat, a sword came into view. He swung and killed Drenlo and shouted,
"I'm on kill!"
The Night Smedley went uber. Who needs buffs with gear like this? Going out looking for fat loot. Think his job gave his brain a little twist.
Grimwell held a shield from a box of their pizza and brandished a rap like a short sword of Yaxiva. Smedley's eyes were wild and sunken in his head. He swung again, alas, the copy machine's dead.
If you could see one moment from his eyes, you'd be like a halfling looking at a chum-chum pie. Grimwell held his ground, steadfast on his turf, but Smedley patched him up with a fatal nerf.
The night Smedley went uber, left and right they fall to his blade. Stock options went through the roof, yeah, with only Smedley left to get paid. On the horizon, the players were gathering wide. Oh, what could have happened to Smed? Did he have too many Red Bulls? Why do they have to die? And the sword were all slashing and hammers a fetching. Where did his sanity go? Why, Smedley, why?
From out of the crowd, a team ventured forth to put an end to his murderous course. They readied their weapons as he crept into the room with swords and wands and the rolling pit of doom. Now Smedley's bound up in a little white coat. He thinks he's in a dungeon with gators in the moat. The art team's all wounded, the dev team's deceased. Gonna start all over, releasing EverQuest 3.
The night Smedley went uber, the night the boss came unglued. Lawyers left, scratching his head, yeah, quite a tizzy, no one left to get sued. The night Smedley went uber, the night his mind came unfurled. Counting orcs and planning raids in his own little fantasy world. In his own little fantasy world. In his own little fantasy world.
And the last song I'm going to sing tonight is Don't Steal My Node. Don't Steal My Node. Now you can steal my loot, just grab it all and scoot. You can wander off and then get aggro. You can cheesy orcs, call them a bunch of dorks. Seem like a jerk to everyone you know. You can bring a train in sunshine or in rain. Go pull an epic dragon, we'll do lunch. Now if you swing that axe, I'll kick your little ass. You're just that kind of guy, I've got a hunch.
Don't steal my note, this routine is getting old. I started cutting lumber, here you jerk. Too much time on your hands, in Wood Mountain of Sands. They're going half as fast for flies of work.
Frost, frozen ice, you never play nice. Start mining rocks right behind my back. The den's in lumber too, you're laughing, being rude. I'm gonna turn around and kick your sack. Not just a pain to me, you're on hit list from A to Z. They're lining up to smack you on the head. Harvesting's a living hell. You're doing it just to sell. Everyone in the zone wishes you were dead.
Don't steal my wood, I'll rough you up real good. I need to make some arrows, can't you see? You're stealing all my rocks. Every zone around the clock kinda makes me wish I played on PvP.
We'll be right back.
my 10. Patience is wearing thin. We'd all like to beat you with a stick or tie you in a bag. You trade skill farming hack. Throw you in the river and watch you sink. Don't steal my ore just to sell it in your store. There's not a single node that you pass. You're underneath our skin. It's a fight that we can't win. We'd like to round you up and kick your ass.
All right, and that's it for live singing with Gentle Silverwing. Elkin, are you there?
Let me check.
Here, I'll tell you what, let me reach through the network and check for you.
Hey, watch where you put your hands.
Speak easy.
Wait a minute, put it back.
Okay, here we go. that's the way we roll, folks. Okay, have any shout-outs this week?
I need to start writing things down. I never remember. Hi, everyone. How's that?
Hi, everyone. Okay. I'd like to give a shout-out to everyone over at the Maiden's Fancy. Great bunch of people. We had a great time last week. Love to give a shout-out to the Legion of Kithkor, of course. My buddies, my team, my crew, who just made 77. Uh-huh. I'd like to give a shout-out to Win-Win. I don't know if she's listening, but hey, Win-Win. Love you to pieces, babe.
I know. How about everybody I play Farmtown with and Farmville?
Pardon me for a moment.
Farmtown!
And remember to put posts on your farms to let me know what gifts you need the most.
You know what I heard?
What?
I heard Lucan Dallaire plays Farmtown.
I haven't seen him.
Know what he does? He makes all of his crops to look like, you know, skull and crossbones and you know, I think he made one up to make it look like someone was stealing a sword from an avatar. And then he sneaks away going, ha, 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 ha.
Oh, you're just, I don't know, jealous.
Jealous? I mm-hmm. think not.
I think if you tried it, you might like it.
Ooh, looks like they invented Mara Island iced tea.
I like island iced tea.
I don't drink personally, so.
Whee!
See, this is what happens to my voice when I use it.
To do what?
This is what happens to my voice when I play Lieutenant Worf.
I like it when you do Worf.
Because your farm town is one without honor.
What do you mean it's without honor?
You have no honor.
I like it. I need some more,
Do you?
I want more turtles. I got plenty of kitties and I got plenty of turkeys now, but I want some turtles.
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 Turtle. All right, folks. The time is now 9:02. On the West Coast. It is time for all the little kids to go to bed.
What?
And it is time for Mr. Sandman to jump from rooftop to rooftop.
Where?
Sorry. What was it? Police Academy 3 was on Comedy Central this weekend.
Isn't this a great view, sir? I just love this view. I like coming up here sometimes, you know? See all the clouds and the stars. Yeah, and Mr. Sandman is jumping from rooftop to rooftop. Where?
Shit. I got to dig out my other incarnate books I got done with on a pale horse. I got to find the next one.
Well, all right then. So that's it, ladies and gentlemen. This has been the Justice of the Wing Show for the 17th of November, 2009. Next week! There will be no Frostfell music.
None.
Next week, there will be a new Where in Norrath is Choosing Nibble Buns. Next week, we should probably play the Thanksgiving skit that we did probably last year.
We did one last year?
Yes, remember with the cock trees?
Oh. Yep.
Yeah,
we should do a new one.
Zethro wants me to do Wonderful World in Lucan's voice live. I don't know if I can. She's singing in Lucan's voice and singing like, damn, who does Wonderful World? Can't think of it.
I see trees of green.
Oh, I can't think of his name now either.
I can't think of it now. But anyway. Anyway, no, you really, my voice really hurt me after I did that. Actually, I don't have a background track for that recorded up, so no, I can't do it. Louis Armstrong, thank you.
There you go.
Chattarella. Chattarella, let me guess, Ritonga.
Maybe we should get a date with them with Cheez-It.
Chattarella and Cheez-It?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't think Cheez-It's very good on dates. He has been described by many as excitable.
Well, isn't that normal for a Ritonga?
Not really. Cheez-It's very excitable. You know, if he thinks he's in trouble or whatever, he's just going to go flailing. His arms will go flailing and he'll start screaming, running around. It is kind of funny, but not great on a date. Okay, folks, that's it. This has been the show for the week. Thanks for tuning in. Tune in next week when, I don't know.
What?
We're going to do stuff.
More stuff?
Now, you're going to go see...
New Moon. New Moon. Saturday, this Friday.
New
Girl Night Out.
Girl with the girls, because, you know, it is a... chick flick!
Oh, quit picking on me in my movies.
Oh, come on. Those vampires are so gay.
No, they're not.
They sparkle in the sunlight. They're gay.
It's only because they're so cold.
Gay.
They're cold.
Gay.
Oh, stop it. You'd secretly want to be a sparkly vampire, too.
Yeah, I don't think so. Gay.
Is not.
I don't know. What's coming out this week that I can go see? Maybe I'll go. Maybe me and Tim will go see something. I'll figure something out. Find out next week as we bring you another exciting episode of The Jethel Silverwing Show.
Well, all right, that's it for this week's episode of The Jethel Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheesy Nibblebuns!
Online Gaming Radio is a proud member of the ZAM Network. Our producer is D Pockets. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and intelligence brought to us by the Grassy Knoll. Our spiritual advisor is Al Kilholic. Sensitivity seminars by Mandy Feldersnatch. And noted contributions by Three Badgers, Two Giant Rats, A 4-Pound Jar of Jelly Beans, Package of Expired Twinkies, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch our show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, at some ungodly hour in the UK. So, for the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, El Quinchena, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.